Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
It's a yes, Jack, but you know what's more than that? It's a prayer request. This is where Jack works. He works with travelers. Write the vision. He wrote it down. You see, sometimes we pray right then, but Jack wrote it down. Why? Because he knew we would pray. See, he's got faith in a church that believes in prayer. And we're not the only church, but we're part of the church. For Lou and Linker, just a customer. That's asking for prayer. Thank God somebody was there to write it down and to listen. Because the way the devil's trying, he's trying to mask us and just separate us. Now, I'm not against masking, just listen to what I'm saying. Because a lot of times it makes us feel ashamed for some of our face. You know, Moses, when he came down from the mountain, the glory of God, he was in the presence of God, and they had to veil his face because they couldn't look upon him. Well, God wants us to look on each other. And see, you understand what I'm saying. Don't let that intimidate you. Step back 6-8 foot, take your mask down, tell somebody about you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for your glory. Don't let the world dictate to you the love of Christ that never fails. Man, we the church. We the resurrected church that came from the Lord's side when they pierced him. And that water gushed, and that was a church being born from his side. And we're his bride and him along his side. We were born when he died. Amen. Because he had prophesied these days. Jesus did. These days are going to get dark. But he wasn't talking to the church, he was talking to the world. It's going to get darker and darker. And they're going to, you got the light, you are the light. You're going to get brighter and brighter. Amen? And he says, I'll never forget this. My Uncle Mike, or Sherry's brothers passed on, man, we were close, man. I'd love to go sit with him and talk about the word. And this is one of his favorite things, he said. What is charity? He's always asking, what is charity? Because he loved that old King James. What is charity? And me and Sherry, we give him answers. What is charity? And he's just like, okay, pray about that. I'm like, so before he passed, and I didn't know he was going, but one day I asked him, I said, Michael, I've been telling you all the answers. Now, teacher, you tell me, what is charity? Y'all ready for this answer? You ready to write it down? You might have to write it down. It might be complicated. What is charity? Jesus. See, we just want Jesus. Charity. God never fails. Love never fails. Jesus will never fail. Now, we were given the right answers, but it just wasn't what my teacher wanted me. And he didn't want to give it to me. He wanted me what? To seek the scriptures. Search. Listen. Pray about it. See, that's what a good teacher would do. They know the answer, but they want to hear you say it. Amen. Jesus is the answer. And he wants to hear you say it. Write it down on the ticket. So, Father, we just thank you for this. For Lou Ann Linker right now, Lord. Unable to respond in the hospital. In a coma. Lord, touch her right now in Jesus' name. Wake her up, Lord. She's not dead. She's just sleeping. She's in a coma. That's okay with Jesus. He took all the mourners. He took all the unbelievers that didn't believe. They were crying and mourning, Lord, and he walked into the room and said, arise, I say, you have arise. So we say to Lou Ann Linker, arise If you're not saved, call on Jesus now and be saved. If you are saved, be healed in the name of Jesus. Hey, can I get an amen?
Amen.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put this in my pocket. And I'm going to wait for that testimony. And I'm going to ask the Lord to tell Jack we're going to meet that person. And then I'll give them that ticket. Amen. Just to show them how powerful God is. Now, he won't override anybody's will. But if that person's in a coma and didn't want to be there and wants to know Jesus, Jesus will appear to that person however he needs to. Amen? I want to share one more thing before we get into the message. As Wayne was saying that his love never fails. That's one of Dallas' favorite songs. He loves that song. Wonder why? Because it's true. But as I went through my ordeal about 5 days, dealing with this sickness, COVID, whatever you want to name it, this attack. When I got feeling better, I was still in quarantine, so, you know, food was coming in, going out, doing all right. Kelsey coming in, checking my temperature, checking my blood pressure, making sure I'm writing down everything. Because she's a nurse, that's what you do. I said, yes, ma'am. And then I would call it back to her, getting better. But as I was getting better, the TV was back there, but it's not hooked up, and I can't cast to it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, because it's one of the older versions, but I watched a few DVDs, but I just picked up my phone, because we subscribe to Prime, and just the old movies got to my attention. The War Room, with Miss Clara, that was filmed here in Concord, and some of the Kendrick Brothers, Courageous, and all those Christian movies, oh gosh, the football movie. What was it? Anyway, some good movies. So I started searching and I found one of Karen Abercrombie's latest movies, which is called Discarded Things. If you haven't watched it, you can rent it for about $5 on Prime Video. You can go somewhere and rent it, but I recommend it. You'll probably maybe get it here. Discarded Things. And a lot of it was filmed in Stacey. So I watched that movie. And at the end, I was really blessed of the producer, just the way that movie was reaching out to those that were, it was a house about five or six teens, you know, middle-aged youth that nobody else wanted to mess with, too far gone. Carrie, you could probably witness a lot of these that people just give up on. But not this lady that produced this movie. It turned out to be a blessing. I'm not going to tell you. You just need to get this. Discarded Things is the title. And after I got done, I looked up, I just felt like I wanted to search out a little bit more who made this movie and Karen Abercrombie, who she was, because I really wasn't putting her with Miss Claire in the War Room until I watched that. And so I just felt, man, I looked up on Facebook, she's got a Facebook page, and I just went there and just made a quote, man, that was a blessing to me. I'm a pastor at Word of Faith Worship Center. If you look to do any more productions, you know, just shoot me an email. If there's any way we can help feed the cast, if they're filming a movie here in Concord or Mooresville, and just hope we like to be a blessing. Let it at that. Pray about it. Well, last week, about Tuesday and Wednesday, me and Kelsey sitting there, my phone rang. I didn't know the number. So I left me a voicemail, and I checked it about 20 minutes later, and it was Karen Abercrombie. So I called her back. You know, I called her back. One of my favorite actresses. And she called me back about 10, 15 minutes. We're playing phone tag there for a little bit. And she said she doesn't reply to a lot of comments, but she said that one just touched her heart. And I was trying to remember, what did I say? What did I say? It didn't matter. What mattered was I said what he wanted me to say. And it touched her heart. And she's got, I looked, I think she's got, I don't know, maybe 1,500, 2,000 followers on Facebook. But you know what God sees, the Bible says his eyes go to and fro. This whole earth seeking for somebody that he can show himself mightily in. Karen Abercrombie is one of those people. I believe I'm one of those people because I have a heart to do great things for the Lord that he wants to get done. And lo and behold, she lives in Mooresville. Karen, she's probably about 20 minutes from me. I asked her, I said, are you in the Greensboro, South Carolina area with all the feminists? She goes, no, I'm in Mooresville. I said, do say. I'm born and raised on Sundown. I know where Sundown is. I said, that used to be pasture land and dirt road. I walked about 3/4 of a mile to get on the bus stop. Just talked to her about 15, 20 minutes. So be praying about that as the Lord leads us. You know, he said, yes, Leah.
Pastors, what you said was, I'm the pastor of Word of Faith Ministry, and we would like to help you out to serve your ministry. It's exactly what you said.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And you know what? There was some bait. Somebody put the bait there. I believe it's the Holy Ghost. That's what we believe the Lord to do. Take the Word of God to the world, and then we leave it up, that up to God, how it happens. Just like you think about, you know, Jesse, that meeting we had with Jesse, it was all just, we went on vacation. The rest of the people in my family were tired. I said, I know where I'm going. I had a dream. Now, it wasn't everybody's dream, but it was my dream. It was in my heart. And God brought it to pass. Amen. So see, we're talking about thy will be done this year. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's not going to make his will come to pass in our lives. He's got a purpose for each and every one of us. It's so bright, you need double lens sunglasses to look at your future. You need the eyes of Jesus because it's in him, it's in Christ. And our number one goal is just to seek him. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom, talk about the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace. What we sing about this morning. Joy in the Holy Ghost. You're not going to find joy in the world. Joy will be found in Jesus. I did a message one day. You got Jesus, you got joy. Amen. And it goes down deep. I got the joy down in my soul. That's your spirit. And once you get Jesus, the Bible says, I draw out that with wells. I draw out that salvation with like a well. You got to draw it out. See, the devil wants to keep it down because he knows. Once you get in that joy, look out. You better look out. Somebody will shout. And the devil's going to get out.
Yeah, right.
Come on now. We'll start preaching like R.W. Shambaugh. give me that wireless microphone. I always thought he looked a lot like, you ever watched the Addams Family? What was the guy that had the real crazy wild hair? He was, who?
Cousin It.
No. He was a vampire. But when Saul was makeup off, I can't remember his name, but I saw when it went, you know, just how you just leave people with somebody sometimes. But he didn't talk like that guy in Adam's family. Man, he preached the gospel. He cast out devils. He healed the sick. I'm talking about R.W. Shambaugh, but you know what? He didn't do it as R.W. He done it as R.W. anointed by the Holy Ghost. Just like Jesus said to do it. And he moved, and he was a saint. He was in the Navy. He got saved on the Navy ship. He gave his testimony. I listened to it one time. He was running from the call, and he knew it. And he finally answered the call after he gave his life to Jesus and started preaching the gospel. Amen. See, it don't matter where you start in the race. Just start somewhere.
Amen.
And finish it. That's the main thing. Because I started when I was, you know, I'm 54. 44, 34, 30-some years. But my best days are ahead. So just jump in. Man, Jesus went 3.5 years preaching and got nailed to a cross. But man, he touched the world. His world, he touched it. And it's still going, man. We're still preaching that good news. Hallelujah. And God wants to use you, everybody. You don't have to be a holy vessel. You just need to be a willing vessel. Oh, that broke some religion right there, didn't it? Because God makes you holy. If you got born again, you're holy. Because he is.
Yes. Yes.
Amen? It ain't what you do that makes you holy. It's who you are in Christ.
Amen?
Amen? And then that, if you focus on that, you don't want to do all the stuff that's that, those unclean, unholy things. But not everybody knows what you know. So don't judge them. Love them. Because they need to know. And I know by experience, if you try to shove it down somebody's throat, and I talk about your family, especially your family, they'll run, they'll tuck and hide. They don't want to hear from you. Especially if you're the baby of the family.
Yep.
I tell you, like, I'm 54. I'm a pretty big baby at 54, so I need to drop that thing. I'm a sibling. So today, I want to pick up this big part two with the time that I and deal with today. But man, everything that's played, everything that is said today and prayed today needs to be said. See, we don't have a script here at Word of Faith Worship Center. We just have a whole, we have a Lord and Savior. He's the head of the church and he knows what we need. Now we prepare. Money goes home and practice Thursday night. You'll see Tammy and Reed and be praying for Miss Sharon. She's going to be back here with us for too long. And they're preparing. But then they get here and they just wait too. They listen from the Lord. Amen. There's going to be spiritual songs coming out of this church. I haven't seen them. Amen. It's coming fast. We talk about those songs only the Lord. He might write it as you play it. Amen. Spiritual songs. Coming straight from heaven. David was the psalmist. But 2021, thy will be done. That's what I heard in my heart. And then it came out of the scripture, Matthew 6, verse 10. Ron, just go ahead and stand up and give your testimony of how good God is. Come on, tell everybody what that receipt you told me this morning. What happened?
The second was my birthday, and my kids took me to eat on that Sunday, last Sunday. Went to Cracker Barrel.
Went to Cracker Barrel.
And
I'm just saying this with a microphone right here.
Yeah. And we was almost done eating, and the bill was $54.
Man, $54 bill at Cracker Barrel, and you're expecting to pay it, right?
Yeah. And the guy coming up behind me and laid the receipt down and said, paid in full, thank you for your service.
What did it say? What did it say, Ron?
Paid in full.
Paid in full. Sound like a song to you? Sound like a scripture to you? See, our sin debt was paid in full. Well, that was his birthday. That was your birthday, right? See, we bless the people's birthday Sundays here. Some people don't make it. You know, now we specify, man, we got some gifts that we like to give out, some monetary gifts in the envelopes. We'd like to bless you, amen?
Amen.
But you got to be here to get that. Now, we still love you. We sing happy birthday. But to get the money, you got to show up. Hey, Jesus showed up, man, and paid our sin debt in full. Paid it in full. But he never committed no sin. You know about love. That's love right there, brother. And he just blessed. He just blessed my brother back there. Now, one thing I told him, I'll keep wearing a hat because he served in the military. Really, you might have to get you one of them hats too and wear it when you go out for lunch. Because, see, God told somebody, hey, that person served right there. You need to take care of that for you.
Yeah.
Amen? Just be obedient. Do what God tells you to do. And you will be blessed. That's what it's all about. Well, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Somebody acting on what God said right there to bless somebody. Jesus says, more blessed to give than to receive. But when you do as you go unto the Lord, you better look out and get your pockets ready because you're going to get blessed. Because God will take what you do in secret, the Bible says, and he will reward you openly. Amen. Did you go ahead and got blessed openly? Had somebody that had a tender heart, the Lord said, take care of that funeral expense for her. Come on, that's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. See, God knows, man. He's looking. He's trying to get us the blessing any way he can, all kind of avenues. So that scripture came as I was praying, 2021, thy will be done. So let's continue to believe and agree. I'm going to be talking about and focus upon those scriptures for our offering this month, just to get it in your spirit, to be believing, get that confession out there. Because we'll make a habit of it this year, but then we ain't going to stop in 2021. We're going to keep on and keep on trucking on. So believe and agree about this year that we will know the will of the Lord in every situation. We'll know. We've got to ask. And when we ask in faith, believing. Believe that the Lord hears and he's going to give us the wisdom. So if you turn to Matthew chapter 6, and I encourage you like I did the first Sunday to, read, you might want to read. You got your Bible reading plan, but add to maybe Matthew chapter 5 and read chapter 5 through 8. Just be familiar with those scriptures. In other words, have that fresh manna stirred up in your heart as we're teaching this month. And we'll be going back. We'll be going to Whitman Park. They still need some assistance out there the fourth Sunday. So Pastor Reed will be here on the fourth Sunday, and he'll be teaching what the Lord's giving. And he might have something from 2020 because I know we had a we took a Sunday off there as everybody was recovering. So he'll be, have a word for you the fourth Sunday. So we're going to be talking in verse 7. And if you get me verse 7 up there, read on the screen. You know, when you don't have your wife with you sometimes, and she's getting ready to pack and getting ready to go out, and we just forget things. The camera's not here again. Why, Kelsey ain't here. I forgot to load that camera in my car again. But I didn't even bring my Bible, my King James Bible I have. But you know what? I got it up here, and I got it in my phone. So verse 7, thank God, I can see it back there. I don't even have to turn around. That's what I see. Ooh. It says, but when you pray, when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. It ain't the words you're speaking, it's the words you're saying. See, out of the abundance of your heart when you pray. That's how you'll pray out of your heart. Now, until you learn how, now this is a model of prayer. Jesus was teaching his disciples, this is how you pray. This is a model of prayer. See, this was an Old Testament. Jesus was still functioning under the Old Testament law. And he was giving an example because when Jesus was going to be glorified, he told the disciples at one time, he says, up until this time, you've asked nothing, Jesus speaking, you've asked nothing in my name. Why? Because it wasn't, the time wasn't yet. He's teaching them how to, he's teaching them who he is. He is the Son of God. And he was showing an example because later he would say, greater works are you going to do when I leave, because I'm going to send you another comforter who has been with you, but he shall be in you. I said, he's going to be in you. Now, he's going to be in you. That same Holy Ghost that was upon Jesus all the time for service inhabited the believers on the day of Pentecost. Actually, he came in when Jesus breathed on his disciples before Pentecost. They got born again by the Holy Ghost. Then, on the day of Pentecost, he came within and came upon them. They started speaking in tongues and prophesied what? The glorious works of God. And all kind of different languages that was down there that everybody could be interpreted and understood. Amen? And that's when the church was born. Power was released. So verse 7, Jesus is showing us that this is forbidding the use of insincere words. In other words, if you're just going to keep praying the same thing, guess what? You haven't learned anything. Because once you learn how to ride the bike, you don't need to be taught how to ride a bike again. You just need to learn how to ride it good. Some people, when I ride my bicycle, I got good. I can take off and I can throw it around. First, you grab one, you know, throw it around, hit the brakes. Now, some people go crazy on these bikes. They do all kinds of things on bicycles. Stand on their heads, flip them around, they put things in there. This is years after I got growing up. But see, once I was taught how to learn to ride the bike, as long as I kept doing it, I came out with creative ways. Amen? You understand? I start adding my personal touch. So once you get born again and you start learning how to pray and start praying, then Jesus, the Holy Ghost, will come along and he'll inspire and empower your prayer. Those words. In other words, you'll pray something that, man, you didn't know what that was. You didn't know that. That's a gift of the Holy Spirit. So the amount of time or words in prayer is not important as the sincere heart communication with the Lord. That's what counts. You can have a lot of people come to church all their lives and focus more on what they see instead of what they hear. Amen? They're looking for something instead of listening with their heart. And that's what Jesus was saying. There are a lot of words, but it's got to be a sincere. It's the sincere heart communication with the Lord that counts. Sometimes the best prayers, what I talked about that Sunday, was, help! Lord, I need, have mercy on me, Lord. That's a good prayer. And he will. He said he'll show mercy to those that have mercy. I'll show mercy. And I would also add here that praying in the Spirit, that's praying in tongues, praying in the most holy faith. And then the Bible says there's tongues, that's plural. Gift of tongues, there's a personal tongue that builds the believer up. Like putting, sometimes your battery's low. Haven't been, my GE van, I've been on vacation, so I have to go up there and crank that thing up. Why? It's not being used. If it's not being used, the power goes down.
And sometimes you have to put junk in tables to jump that thing, but that's what praying the Holy Ghost does to your spirit, man. The Holy Spirit gives you intercessions with groanings that you can't be articulated with natural words, but then you can pray for the interpretation. Amen. Tammy was praising and prayed in tongues, but also then prophesied what the Lord said. See, tongues and what you interpret equals prophecy. Prophecy is just speaking prophetic words. It could be in song. Amen. It can be a point. Or it can just be, you can talk to somebody and get a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. So the best prayers are sometimes help. But praying in your spirit, in your most holy faith, is your best defense when you don't know how to pray as y'all. Then switch over and just pray in your prayer language. You're speaking mysteries unto God. The mystery is the devil can't understand it, but God will take that mystery and reveal it to you. Amen. You're speaking mysteries to him, but then God will give you the interpretation, whether it be by a dream or you'll have the understanding. You pray with your understanding. You pray that you interpret it. Romans 8:26-28. Grab that one up there for me, boys. Romans 8:26-28. Talking about the Spirit of the Lord. And like I say, that model prayer is there because, like I said, when I got born again, Bishop got born again, I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how. I was just listening and trying to learn. So when I came across that, what did I do? I prayed just like Jesus said to pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How did I learn Psalms 23? I went to it and read it, spoke it. I spoke it. That's the main thing, spoke it. But do I ever get Romans 8:26 over here? It says, likewise, the Spirit, that's a capital S, that's the Holy Spirit. Likewise, the Holy Spirit also helps our infirmities. Your infirmity is not a sickness, it's a weakness. Say weakness.
Weakness.
It's a weakness. I don't know how to pray. That makes me weak against what I need to know how to pray. For we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the King James need to change that. The Holy Spirit himself is not a it. He's the third person of God, the Godhead. Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Next, 27. We'll go to 28. And he that searches the hearts, that's the Holy Ghost, knows what is the mind of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to what? According to what? The will of God. The Holy Ghost will only give you the understanding according to the will of God. So if you're praying for your old ugly neighbor to move because they don't know Jesus, God's not going to answer that prayer. That's not his will. His will is that you go over and witness to that neighbor. Now, if that neighbor moves, you know, sometimes things happen and it's just the devil. Coincidence, you know. The devil gets involved in these things too. But you understand what I'm saying? In verse 28, and we know, I was going right to this scripture, didn't know. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, this is where I wanted to mention a while ago with Karen Abercrombie. Because I was talking about Wednesday night, or it might have been Sunday. I was talking to somebody in the fellowship hall there in the kitchen. I can't remember who now. But a lot of times when I didn't, as a baby Christian, you're hearing all kinds of Christianese. That's Christian language of what God thinks, and you know why this ain't working out in your life because you didn't pay your tithes. I'm just telling you things I've heard that was not true. Now, just because it might be in the Bible, that makes it the truth, but that don't make it, somebody could have been telling a lie and it was in the Bible to let you know, hey, this is not the truth. Amen? You understand what I'm saying? Because there was prophets that prophesied in the Old Testament and they were prophesying lies, so that doesn't mean what they said was true. It didn't come from God. It was in there for your example to say, hey, if God says something to you and you say it, it's going to come to pass. Amen? Because he's the truth. So as I battled that sickness, that COVID, and got better, and then I got in contact with Miss Karen, we see what happened. See, this is what the scripture means. That when bad things happen in your life, COVID didn't come from, God didn't get me sick, so I'd be at home sick and get better and watch that movie and then meet Karen Abercrombie. God's purpose was not for me to get sick, to get blessed. But what God did is just like this scripture, I love God, and I'm called according to His purpose. And it wasn't my desire to be home and be sick, but at that opportunity, I decided to watch something that's going to edify me and build me up and encourage me. And out of that, God took advantage of a bad situation. That's the way you, that's the way you help people.
Yeah.
See, He don't bring cancer, but if you're going through that cancer and all of a sudden somebody tells you you need to watch James Robinson on such and such channel, you need to watch, listen to Word of Faith Radio, and you hear somebody, about somebody being healed from cancer, and you get healed, well, see, it wasn't God's purpose to make you go through that cancer to come to God. His purpose was you to hear, to come to the Word and hear, and He'll take that bad situation you're in, and He'll work it for good in you.
Amen.
He'll take advantage of what the devil did. See, God's not working with the devil. He's not working with the devil. But He'll take, and see, the devil is, he's a liar, and he's deceived. He gets things going, he thinks he's winning, but he's losing. He is losing, losing, losing. I like what somebody said, everything's kind of happening. It's waking up a sleeping giant. The church has been sleeping, kind of been lulled to sleep. But not all the church are sleeping. Amen. The we're getting stronger. Amen. I'm for Catholics, I'm for Baptists, I'm for, you understand, we've got to go, we might not all disagree on certain scriptures, but we can agree that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and I received Him as my Lord and Savior, we've got to get together on some things. Amen. Put down to what I believe, what you believe, what does Jesus believe? That's where we're going to get the victory. It's what, Lord, what is your will on this situation? What is your will? Amen. You've got to look at the Buddhist in the eye and say, well, I'm here to help you with your marriage if you need some help. Why? Because God helped my marriage. I said God. I didn't say Buddha. I said God. And you know, bring me in. Then we talk about the God of the Bible, Jehovah. His Son's name, Jesus. The Holy Ghost. Maybe you start, you show them what God did in your life. That's a sign that draws them in. Amen. Then you snatch them with the hook. The love of God. Snatch them. Give your life to Jesus. He loves you. Amen. So, this is what we're going to learn. We're going to talk about this year. We're going to see the will of God perform in our lives and in His church in Concord, Mooresville, wherever we are. Amen. Mount Pleasant. Well, how many other zip codes we got in here? We're going to zip the devil up, and we're going to display the glory of God. Zip him up, man. Shut him up. Speak the word. Speak the word only, and your servant shall be healed. Don't think you got this because of COVID. You can't go gather somewhere. Speak the word only on the telephone. That can't stop the Word of God. They didn't have cell phones back 2,000 years ago. Amen? And they had all kinds of plagues and sicknesses going on then. What did they say? Speak the Word only in your service. Somebody had heard that. Jesus said, I'll come to your house. Who? You're not worthy to come under my house, that centurion said, but speak the Word only. He had heard the Word of God. He had heard somebody's testimony. Then went to Cracker Barrel on a birthday and got their ticket paid. And it wasn't just by coincidence. I serve God, and He's the God of the breakthrough. He'll bless me in the city. He'll bless me at the Cracker Barrel.
Amen.
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 That's His will, is to bless us. How do you know? Genesis from Revelation. The blessing of the Lord. Be fruitful. He blessed them. Same. Be fruitful. Be multiplied. Multiply. You want to have kids? The doctor says you're going to be barren. Don't receive that report. Go home and give your husband and grieve. The Bible says we've been created to, I'm a woman, I've been created to bring forth seed, multiplication. Your seed, talking about your husband, your seed in my womb is when we're going to have a family. That's what God says. And you break that curse. Amen. Break it by the Word of God. Me and Sherry, we got started out. We had our two. We had our two and three. But my sister, where I was working at, she was my supervisor. And she knew somebody she grew up with, and we were good friends with. She already had about two miscarriages. She was on a third or fourth, and she was in the hospital. She was a nurse. No, she maybe had heart for that field. And this lady was just having problems. At our church, I'm trying to remember their name. They were a minister. They came through. They came out of, I'm pretty sure, Lester Summerall's church. And she was, she had heard a lot of teaching about midwives. Because we were expecting with Ruthie, our third child. And this would be our first child, me and Sherry, were both born again and had a child. One had a third. Dallas was in the womb, but we were not saved. So we just wanted to say, we're going to have a third child, and we're going to do it. We were saved, we just wanted to do it according to the scripture. We started reading the scriptures of how Ruthie, that Sherry, we didn't want to have the epidural. We wanted to, but this woman was teaching at our church about natural childbirth from the scriptures, the midwives, and how that she could have no pain. Now, this Sherry, she got to believe it, and I'm going to agree with her, but this is her body now. So we took those tapes, and we listened to that teaching. She was doing like the Wednesday night teaching. And through that, we were confessing, we were believing. You know, it was according to the Word of God. It wasn't foolishness. But then, you know, Sherry decided, you know, hey, we get there, and if you need pain, I said, it's your body. You do what you got to do. You take what you need to take. I'll support everything you do, Mom. But that's where we set our faith, and we heard that teaching. Well, I'm not sure if y'all heard that about Ruthie, but we're talking about the will of the Lord. We put God's word on that pregnancy and no complications. And you got to understand, at the time I was in between jobs, didn't have insurance. Wasn't covered yet because I was in that 3 month grace period or whatever. They about $10,000 to have kids back then, $9,000 to $10,000. I wasn't focused on that. We didn't do that for that purpose. We had to just believe in God. That's what we wanted to do. So Sherry started having the contractions. So I piled the camera, the tripod, loaded up my wife. Her, I don't know if she had a suitcase handy, but we done. This is our third, so she might. I got everything I need. Well, she had her backpack, and we got, and we're off to Statesville, Iredell Memorial. That's where all my kids were delivered. And I got there, so we get her into the emergency room, and the nurse says, "Oh, come on, honey, we need to get you on back here. Yeah, we need to get you on back now because with her breathing and all that stuff, she knew." So that's the observation room. So they wheel her in there, and I tell the doctor, the nurse, I said, "I'm gonna be right back. I'm gonna go get the tripod and the camera." He said, "You ain't going nowhere. You the husband, right?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Get ready. You get ready. You're ready to have a baby." So about, you know, 5-10 minutes, I'm cutting the umbilical cord, and didn't even get my camera, my tripod. So by faith, Ruthie's here. I mean, we wanted the camera, everything, but didn't have time. But you know why? Because God worked with us according to our knowledge, according to the Word. There wasn't time for an epidural. There wasn't time. There was no time for pain. When it was time for Ruthie, she came and she came out. And you know what? We had stayed. No. With Dallas and Kelsey in Dallas, we had to stay. We had the 3 day, and it cost us. That stay cost me about $10,000 to $11,000. Yeah, that's what they feed you on the third day. That was a total bill. Y'all were supposed to laugh right there. That's a $10,000. Well, guess what? We didn't have to pay that bill because we didn't make it to the birthing rooms. Wow. We had like maybe whatever that room was. I think it was maybe $1,200. See how God even blessed us in the finances? Wow. Didn't have time to make it to the birthing room and pay the doctor. It was a doctor on call that night, and he just wanted to deliver that baby. See, God worked all that and blessed that because we were believing that. Now, going back to that teaching we got at the church, now that was for us, but then when we heard about my sister's friend having a problem, we just had a supernatural childbirth. We were in faith, but you know, we were excited to tell people our testimony. We said, me and Sherry, she needs the tapes. She needs the tapes. She's going to have a child. She needs the tapes. What's on the tapes? The Word of God. Faith in the Word of God. So we not only took her the tapes, I went and bought her a tape recorder. Because she's in the hospital. They're trying to keep her so she doesn't lose this baby. And we took her the Word of God. And we said, "You need batteries, we'll plug it in. Listen to the tapes, please." And we prayed with her. Because see, we were just getting started, man. We've seen what God did in our life. See, don't try to jump out here and walk on the water until you've been with Jesus for about 3 years. Well, that's a little weak. Peter just didn't jump out of the boat and walk on water one day. He followed Jesus. And he saw all the miracles, and what was happening, the faith was building. Now, all the disciples had that was a gift. Come on, you better understand. That was a gift of faith. See, right now, there's faith in this room. But if somebody, I said somebody, I didn't even put a name on it. If somebody fell over with a heart attack, who's going to be the first to command life back into that body? See, do you have that faith right there available? Is it working? See, that's sometimes, that's a gift of faith. It's okay to call 911, you understand? But if you got the gift of faith, forget 911. We're going to Psalms 91, brother, in the name of Jesus, arise. See, that's what happened. That gift of faith, Peter, when Jesus said, come, the gift of faith took over. And that's superseding natural. Peter walked on water. Until when? Until he let that gift of faith quit operating. Jesus didn't say, sink, Peter. At no time did Jesus say, okay, Peter, it's time for you to sink. Now, that wasn't the will of God. The will of God was for him to learn from this experience. It ain't about walking on the water. It's about, what did Jesus say? He said, come. That's the will of God. If he would say, stay in the boat, and Peter got out of the boat, what happened? Peter went. Peter is sinking. He's going to sink. Because Jesus said, come. Amen? Jesus said, be fruitful, multiply, have babies. He didn't put a limit on it. Now, you need to, you understand, that doesn't mean, you understand what I mean, ladies? You have a family, whatever number God gives you and your husband. You got to agree on that. Amen? And what happened? She listened to the tapes, Tammy. She listened to the tapes. And we never went back. I heard from my sister, she had the baby.
Praise God.
She had the baby. That was a miracle because she had lost too. Now, those babies are in heaven. She's got a bigger family. But this one she had. We don't toot our horns, toot, 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 go see her, toot, toot. No, to God be the glory.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, three or four years later, we're eating in a restaurant. And me and Miss Sherry were waiting to get to them and walk by. And she says, you remember me? Now, she was in the hospital. You don't look that good in the hospital, lady. You know, you don't have to make up. Now, I'm not saying, come on now, I'm not saying she was ugly. I didn't call anybody ugly. But she looked different that day, wasn't she? So her hair was long, she had makeup on, and she said, you remember me? And I looked at Sherry, I'm like, you remember her? I'm going to get in trouble here. I don't know what. She goes, no. Y'all came to the hospital. I was having problems with baby. I might get this wrong. Sherry needs to be here. She either had a son or a daughter. I think it was a son because I think she named him Angel. It had something to do with the Word of God. And she said that we had two more children, and I went to nursing school. I'm also a nurse now. I work on the pediatric side. She brings babies in. what a testimony. See, it's take what you hear, apply it to your life, and then just don't keep it for you. Now, what was the will of the Lord? That she'd be fruitful. It's not God's will that your babies don't come. The Bible says, it's that fruit is supposed to come to the full term. You don't cast your, the Bible says, you don't cast your fruit before the time. Prematurity is not natural. You know, God still works in all that situations. Understand? It's supposed to, if you're believing, when you get married, you don't have kids, you believe God for the right season. He knows the time that it takes. Amen? I'm not a doctor. I can get into all that. There's time to sow, and there's time to reap. That's the same way with childbirth. And God determines determines the time. Amen? Some I'm like people that are when I was growing. So I was a big baby. I got pictures to prove it. I was a fat baby. My mama, I'm sure she was saying, get him out, get him out. I got to get back to those pictures, man. I got to put that vision before me. That's right there. Get that vision before me. All right, what time we got? 11:38. We went down Joy Lane today. Amen. Testimonies. You all got testimonies. That's how you witness to people. It's what has God done for you. That's all you got to do. Some will listen. Some won't. Jesus said, go on to the next house. I mean, he loves the people in that house, but you're only limited to a certain amount of time here on this earth. Wayne, you're going to touch, you have that gift of teaching. You love kids. Some of them are not as bright as others, but you know what? That's not the thing. The vision is to teach people. You're just like my wife. I mean, she's touching so many kids. It's like 1, 3 years old, 4 years old. I remember those teachers that made an impact on my life, and I was a rebellious little teenager. I'm talking about 4th, 5th grade. I was focusing more on girls and not listening to the teachers. my home, you know, come from a divorced, broken family, hanging out with buddies I knew I shouldn't be hanging out with, smoking in the bathroom, smoking in the bowl. Always remember the song?
Yeah.
That's why I was going, because I heard that song. And I had buddies that were doing it, and I did it. But you know what? God still loved me. He still loves me.
Yes.
But there was teachers, I know, and I went back, and I got born again. And my song, I said, I appreciate you. Man, you didn't notice something I was dealing with, and now I'm preaching God's word. I said, you made an impact in my life, and I want you to know you did. And that one day, he said, I know I did. You were. He told me a few things. You are born again. I can tell it. But it was just mask I was wearing. I was trying to be tough on the inside, up, broken. That's a lot of what that movie's about, discarded things. You got to get to know somebody, build a relationship, and you can start ministering life. Get people out of those jails. There's so many bars that's came across their lives. I'm talking about Christians, too. There's Christians out there that's putting on a happy face, and they're not happy. Amen. Now, the only person that's going to fulfill you in your life is Jesus. The only one that's not going to lie to you, steal from you,
amen,
cheat on you is Jesus.
Amen.
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 He loves you. He'll never leave you. And love will never fail.
Amen.
Love will never fail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how God took that situation with COVID with me and worked it to where I got to talk to Karen, because it's a divine connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning from, I'm listening to this. This is the will of the Lord. I'm not making it happen. I'm just seeing things and telling people, I appreciate that. It blessed me. Now, see what I can bless you. And if we get the opportunity, guess what? We're going to do what God said, amen?
Amen.
If Cecil's going to be on, Cecil's going to be one of the, you know, one of the extras in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's up to Cecil, but, you know, that's just a little camera right there, Cecil, that's kind of, we're talking about a high-def camera. You might have to
put on makeup.
Put on some makeup. That might be all right. Maybe you take care of makeup. Not even got your makeup. But I'm just saying this. I'm not speaking for Karen. I'm just speaking, let God be God.
Amen.
And just give Him the glory.
Yep.
And let Him bring you to those places. Remember, where is our there?
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're right there where we're supposed to be, right here. Now, there's more people that's supposed to be here, but we're going to focus on the ones that's here. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Preach the gospel. Take it to the world. And then, see, God has to draw the people. He saves the people. He builds the church. Except the Lord build a house, what are we doing? We're working in vain. I mean, there's things you can do. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against witnessing and proclaiming. You know what I mean? Advertising. I think the best advertisement is just telling the truth. In love, that's the best advertisement you can get. I was self-employed for about 4 or 5 years. Stutz and Jackson Builders. I bet y'all never heard some of these stories, have you? Stutz and Jackson Builders. Why didn't the Jackson go before the Stutz? Well, my partner had more money than I did. And he's older than I was just fine. But I was the one putting things in order, making the estimates out. You know, I would write things nice, put it up. I brought that together, but he was the one that knew how to read a blueprint and knew how to build something. Now, we hadn't been to school, but he had to go to school to get his license. But you know what we did have? We had a good working relationship. I worked with him for about 8 years at Harris Theater. And then from there, Hugo come through. We were working and doing some stuff on the side. Hugo came in and blew roofs off houses. And we were roofers. You know what happened? We started making money. We were making more money there than we were working for Harris Theater. But guess what? We didn't have the wisdom of God. Neither one of us was saved. But we went out into business because we were getting treated bad at work. And the money was talking out here. When we were out there, we wasn't listening. We didn't have bosses. We were the bosses. And we were making good money. And he said, I think we just need to go in business for ourselves. And you know what? I didn't ask my wife about it right then. We just, man, we buzzed, man. Let's do it. Let's do it. And he's got a pretty good retirement chunk set up. He's been with him about 20-some years. I've been there about 80. So you see, we didn't have the wisdom of God. Now, if we've been born again, I'm not saying I'm not against businesses, but we didn't have the wisdom, and it didn't last. Because me and Sherry started having family, I didn't have benefits. I had to pay for that. Kelsey, we had to pay for that. We didn't have insurance that had to cover. And selling, if you want to get insurance in a company, it costs a lot of money. I'm kind of saying we were struggling. Why? We didn't have God in the business.
Yeah.
He wasn't first in the business. And you can work, you can build, you try to build a ministry, build a church without God being the one out here that's advertising for you, you're going to come up empty. You're going to build it in vain. Sweat. That's a curse. To do it by the sweat of your brow. What we got to do? We got to love people, love God, love the children, teach the children, and then send them out, and then let the Holy Ghost, y'all be witnesses out there. You get them born again in Walmart, you don't think you got to bring people to church to get them saved. Amen. This is where they come to school. If you ain't saved, you ain't going to like the school too much when you walk in. What are we talking about? What's he talking about? That's all right. I'm still saying get born. I didn't get born again in church. I got born again in my home by myself. God was right there. And I said, Lord, I need some help. I pretty much just prayed a sinner's prayer, and God heard me while my heart was sincere. He knew the calling. All everything was inside, waiting for the candle to be lit. See, all the wax and all that stuff was there that God made. But all it needed was the fire. Be born again. Amen? Amen? We got far in this lesson. Y'all know that. This is Miss Karen Abercrombie. One of her things is she is a storyteller. See, it's not so much as, Pastor, he don't even have his Bible up there on the pulpit. God forbid you come to church and you don't have his Bible. See, I think when God said that, y'all could have focused on that and lost a whole message today. Because Pastor came to church and didn't have his Bible. I'm not saying that, did you understand? You can focus on those little things and miss the whole big picture. My Bible's in here, guys.
Amen.
There's coming a time where they're probably going to tell you, you got to throw your Bible out and burn it.
Yeah.
Well, you might as well just burn me too, because you ain't getting it out of here. Amen. That's where you got to put it. It's right in your heart. Because that's where man can't get in there. He can't get in that heart. That's locked by the blood of Jesus, sealed by his blood. Amen. So that's where you need to study. You got that Bible reading plan. I gave you a lot of paper today, lady, honey. I sent you home with homework, didn't I? But I'm giving you that as a tool. Amen. To build something in your life.
Amen.
If you let that word keep it first place, man, it'll build a foundation in you that COVID can't blow away. All this fear, all this stuff that's happening in the world, it will not change what Jesus has said. And he said, I'm building my church on the rock. I'm building a church. The gates of hell shall not prevail. This is, are we that church? Amen. I said, we that church. We built it on the rock. The foundation of the Word of God. Not on man's word, but on God's word, spoken by men that were filled with the Holy Ghost. Or the Holy Ghost came upon them. Old Testament, the Holy Ghost came upon them. When you get born again, the Holy Ghost will not leave you. Now, unless you reject Jesus and walk away, now that's totally different. We don't even have to go there. You don't want to go there. You don't want to be there. I can't tell anybody I know is actually, personally, I've known this, done that. I would say Judas was probably one. I don't really think, I'm going to have to say that out, but Judas walked and saw the miracles of the Lord. For 3.5 years, saw and knew him before then, saw all the great things, that he was the treasurer. Money was coming in. Great things were happening. But Jesus said, you shall not serve God and mammon. You can't have two masters. That was his problem. Judas had two and decided to serve the money. The mammon, the unfilthy lucre. It's only unfilthy when you make it a god. Dumb idol is what it becomes. Now, I got blessed. We finally had the Jackson Christmas last night. We're going to have Christmas twice this year. I didn't think about that till last night. I said, we're going to have Christmas twice. January and December. But Christ, you got Christmas every year, Elaine. You got the Christ. We're going to have the Mass. Christ Mass every day. But we had our Jackson Christmas. And mom had already had a box of cards. Now the girls, my sisters, were a blessing because they took all the mom's trinkets, everything she had left, and everybody there was open. Hey, mom gave you this, take it, but then this is what's left. Coming here, you know, it wasn't one of those things. I guess mom gave me this. No. Man, we were blessed. Family was blessed. I told you mom left this place $6,000 in the bank. Oh, no, man, nothing but love. Everything was paid. Everything was paid. And this, my sisters went through. Mom had some old quarters, wheat pennies, buffalo nickels. So everybody got a bag, a little gift bag from Mom. My siblings put it together. And I got some of those old coins. I got a $2 bill, Terry. I remember my papa, her daddy, before he passed, gave us all, gave the grand, great grandkids a $2 bill. You know what I did? I spent it. I'm talking about teenagers, man. You give a teenager money, guess what? They're going to spend it. I kept it in a frame for a while. I'll tell you, it was in a frame in Mom's trailer until I got very kind of good. Anybody in here, come on, take a spend. Well, I just got to where I needed that money or something. And I got it out of the frame. And I spent it. God saw that. Mama blessed me with a $2 bill. So I'm keeping, I'm hanging on to this one. See, nothing can compare to the value that she had in love for me that got sent back to me. So I got my $2 bill back. So I'm going to hide that sucker because I got my own still on. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, you don't leave money laying around. That's free money. Right? Thank you, Jesus. We got good kids. I stole Mom's cigarettes, stole a quarter. I'm telling you things I did. You know, we were both smokers. I came to that, it was an embarrassing time. Maybe you finally think, you know, Mama, I'm smoking too, and I've been hiding them in my drawer. I just smoked in front of her. It was the hardest thing I ever did in my life. But I knew it wasn't like to Mama, but I did it. And then, you know, I still smoke. So when I ran out, I knew my Mom, she had her stash up in the kitchen. She smoked the 100s. But it wasn't right. You know what? She still loved me. She still fed me. She still washed my clothes. But she was a praying woman. And she still got prayers. And she left and she journaled. There's some things still going to happen in our family. Amen? I just pray, Lord, let me be a part. So let's pray today. Again, if there's any need in this body right now, Jesus knows the need before you ask. But don't be ashamed to ask. Especially ask Him. But if you need somebody to agree, you don't have to say it today. You can call on the phone. You've got a church directory. And if there's any typos or anything, corrections, write it. Let's give it to Cindy. She'll fix it, and then she'll give it to me, and we'll make sure we'll give it to you. You fix it at your house. I'm not going to print another one now. But anyway, now you see somebody's birthday, you don't have to wait for your birthday Sunday. Give them a call. Hey, happy birthday. Just be a light. Be iron to one another, sharpen one another. My brother ever called you back and says, okay. Just keep the will of the Lord. Just do what the Lord tells you. Amen, brother? Just keep reaching out. Keep being a blessing. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this service. Lord, we thank you, Father, for your words. Your will be done, Lord. Your kingdom has come. Now let your will be done in our lives. We just submit to you, spirit, soul, body, today. Lord, we thank you for seeing this day that we're in. Giving us hope and giving us the victory that's in your word, the victory that's in your blood that was shed. There's victory in the blood of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for everybody. I speak wellness and health over divine health over everybody, every member of this body, those present and not present. And Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus. You thought you had us down, but we have arisen. We might go down, but we've got this promise that we shall arise because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And He will not allow us to lie down. He will stretch forth His hand and He will say, arise. Take light of the darkness and command it to leave. And Father, we just thank you for that. We thank you for light. We thank you for that tsunami of your glory. Hitting this earth, Lord. Covering this earth with your glory. We thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you need personal prayer this morning.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10:8-10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord, and believe that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.